stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, Mary and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us. It is Destination Spotlight time here on America's number one travel radio show. Today, we're going to be checking in on Louisville, Kentucky, and this segment of the show is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well, our Travel Pro Luggage was again well-tested during our three-plus weeks of travel in Europe, and right now you can travel like a pro and save up to 25% site-wide this weekend. Whether your preference is hard side or soft side luggage, Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you. They're even offering you a 100-day, no questions asked, full refund if you're not satisfied.
Equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories. Mary and I, while we travel with the Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections, Rudy prefers the MaxLite series. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it is quality luggage, so don't waste your time with anything else, as this is affordable and it's going to last you. As a show fan, you're going to save 25% off site-wide at travelpro.com today. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now we're headed down to Derby City via the Patriot Mobile Show hotline. Waiting for us is their tourism executive, Doug Bennett.
Doug, hello. I know it's a busy day there in Louisville. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Very busy day here.
Yes, it certainly is. So today is the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. Many people say fierceness is the horse to beat. I guess we'll find out whether that's true or not just after 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight. This is your Super Bowl. Want to know, what is the economic impact to Louisville each year during the Derby, and why do you say folks should come experience it?
Well, it should be on everyone's bucket list. The economic impact for the weekend is $405 million. And we have had such a great week of weather. The Thurby Oaks Day yesterday, Derby today, we'll have over 500,000 people over those 3-4 days leading up to today. So there's a magnetism, there's electricity in the air, and everyone should come experience it. And, you know, an event that's been running consecutively for 150 years, it just should be at the top of everyone's bucket list for that reason, and such pageantry that's involved in history. You really feel like you embrace the horse and all that makes Kentucky so special, and Louisville and Churchill Downs. So.
Well, congratulations on the 150th running. We'll hold our congratulations and see what happens tonight. Yeah. So, you know, Doug, for people who are listening right now who didn't make it for the Derby this year, but maybe they'll put it on their bucket list for next year or another year, you also have so many things to do in Louisville. Since we're a month into the Major League Baseball season, you're also home to the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory. Talk a little bit about that popular venue.
Sure. Wonderful attractions, world-class attractions here in Louisville, and they're all very, very close proximity to one another. It's very walkable. Louisville Slugger, the iconic bat, and all the experiential activities that one can connect. It really is a 4 or 5 hour experience that very family-oriented, right in our historic West End Main Street district, just steps from the Muhammad Ali Center, Frazier Living History Museum, just a great, great concentration of world-class attractions all right there in Louisville downtown.
So something else I want to talk about. So Mary and I are just back from three-plus weeks of travel in London and the United Kingdom. We had a chance to visit the Jameson Distillery during a day trip to Dublin, Ireland. We also went to the Johnny Walker Experience in Edinburgh, Scotland. Both are very popular with visitors. Kentucky, though, has the Bourbon Trail, and that clearly brings travelers to your city and the state. I know Woodford Reserve is the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby, but talk about some of the other options for visitors heading your way.
You're right. You mentioned the Bourbon Trail. There'll be 1.5 million people that do the trail in 2024. Just a few short years ago, they hadn't eclipsed 1 million. So the popularity of the Bourbon Trail continues to grow. People are fascinated with it. Downtown Louisville 10 years ago had 0 distilleries. We now have 11 in our downtown area, and they're continuing to develop and grow more. It's just people have a fascination with how bourbon is made, the history of it, and the 5, 6, 7 generations within the state. If you're not 4 or 5 generations deep in the bourbon business, you're kind of young to the game, which is really, really pretty incredible to contemplate.
We also learned something really interesting when we were abroad in Scotland and Ireland, that they purchase the oak barrels from the bourbon companies here in the States, and they get extra flavor.
So two other things I just want to hit on that are there real quick with you. Louisville, the Kentucky State Fair, that's coming up in mid-August this year, as well as the 134-acre Louisville Zoo. What can you say on both of those real quick with us?
Again, great attractions. Our state fair is very well received regionally in August. It's one of the oldest state fairs in the country. It attracts thousands of people over their two-week run. And we like to have that travel activity in the month of August. And our zoo continues to improve. We have a new executive director. It sits right in an area of town that's easy to get to. Some great experiences. Certainly a world-class zoo experience here in Louisville.
Well, Doug, what this says, again, and we've only touched on just a little bit, I mean, Louisville is a happening place. There are these are big numbers of people that you're talking about that are coming there. So I want to give folks the website that can make their own travel plans. The website is just gotolouisville.com, gotolouisville.com. Happy Derby Day, Doug.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Thank you.
We thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, will it be fierceness today? Maybe Sierra Leone, just a touch, Forever Young?
I don't know. I always go for the underdogs.
Well, in about 8 hours, we'll know, all right?
Yep.
Well, what we also know for sure is we have to wrap Hour 1 on this May 4th broadcast. Hour 2 begins in just a few minutes after this top-of-the-hour break, so keep those radios locked in so you can stay tuned in. Thanks for being part of today's show, everyone. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.